Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 26. Yesterday we were hearing about the intense separation that Mahaprabhu is feeling in the 23rd year of his Prakat Leela in Navadvip Dham. Intense Krishna Viraha. Intense feelings of separation from Krishna. He Radhe Braja Devi Ke Chalalite He Nanda Suna Kutaha. Wandering all over Nadia Brahmana. Wandering all over Nadia, looking for Krishna. Krishna Kahan, Krishna Kahan. Nanda Nandan Kahan, Yashoda Nandan Kahan. Kotai, where are you, where are you? Sometimes, even in the mood of Hanuman, Gauranga Mahaprabhu would like to rip his chest open. Someone said, Krishna's in your heart, Antaryami, Paramatma. And so he says, well, yes, he's in my heart. Krishna Antar, okay. The Sringadeva Bhav. Because he's Narahari, Sarvavatari Bhagavan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. So he can... He's becoming himself a Ranyakashipu. He wants to open his heart to find Krishna. Mother Sachi says, Gadadhar, Gadai. And Gadadhar says, Mahaprabhu, Krishna's everywhere. Calm down, it's all right. And then from that point on, Mother Sachi said, Gadadhar, you should always be with Gauranga. You should always stay with Vishwamar, because only you can protect him from his own ecstasies. Only you can protect Vishwambhar. Only Gadadhar can protect him from his own internal ecstasies. No one else can touch him. No one else can reach him. And who is Gadadhar? Vishwabhanu Nandini Radharani ki jai. Sachimata couldn't help him. Why couldn't Sachimata help her son when he was feeling intense separation? Because Mother Shachi is in Vatsalya. Vatsalya, motherhood. She's the mother of Krishna. She's the mother of Gauranga. She has motherly affection. So can motherly affection contact conjugal love? No. What's happening? What's happening? Gadadhar, Gadadhar, do something. Yes, I know what to do. So Gadadhar embraced him and whispered in his ear, Radhe, Radhe, Sham, Sham, then he relaxed. It's natural that Gadadhar should always be with Gauranga, because Gadadhar is Radharani and Gauranga is Krishna. And as the only person who could help Mahaprabhu in his ecstasies was Gadadhar, the only person who can help Krishna in his ecstasies is Sri Radhe. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. So we left off with this description. He's talking about the viraha, the great separation Mahaprabhu's feeling from Krishna. And then he became overwhelmed in love for him. It says, the Lord became overwhelmed in love for himself. This is not a hungro upasana, worship aham. Worship me, aham, a hungro upasana. Worship of me, the self, I am God. Oh, he's very egoistic. He's very narcissist. He wants to worship himself as God. It says, sometimes the Lord became overwhelmed in love for himself. Why is that? Why is Vrindavan Das Thakur saying that? Because he's in the bhav of Radharani. Yes, Radharani's Kanti, Radharani's Mahabhav, yes. So when Gauranga is overwhelmed in love for himself, it means Radha is overwhelmed in love for Krishna. Yes? Clear? Gauranga is not overwhelmed in love for himself. but his self as or his Krishna side of himself. So now, that being established, then the next verse, which we left off on yesterday, Purve Jena Gopi Sabha Krishna Virahe Payena Marana Vaya Chandra Udhaye. The gopis previously, Purva Lila, now in this Lila, Goranga, Gorlila. But this Goranga in Purva Lila was surrounded by gopis. Krishna, Shamsundar, Gopinath, Rasbihari. Rasbihari Lala Ki Jai. And those gopis, when the moon would rise, Chandra Udhai, they would become very bhayam, very fearful. Well, why is that? Generally, people become fearful on Amavasya. If you live in UP, you know that in Bihar, Amavasya is, do you know what day it is? It's a very sacred and holy day, Amavasya. The dark moon, you don't understand, Amavasya. It's called Chor Utsav. Chor Utsav Din. You heard that? Chor Utsav Din. You follow. What does Utsav mean? Festival. What does Chor mean? Thief, Gunda. What did I say? Was it? Din, right? Chor Utsav Din. What does Din mean? Day. It is a day, it's a festival day for thieves. Why? Because they always, without fail, they wait for Amavasya, because that's an Utsav. All the thieves will go out and break into houses and rob houses and steal things on Amavasya. The gopis become fearful when they see Purnima. But most human beings become fearful on Amavasya. You clear? You got all the two pieces together now? It's clear. Amavasya means no moon, dark moon. Purnima means full moon, right? Purnachandra. Krishna Chandra Ki. Sri Krishna Chandra Ki. Sri Gaura Chandra Ki. The gopis, on the full moon you can read a newspaper outside. On the full moon you can walk through the village with no fear because there's light everywhere, a huge spotlight, Krishna flashlight. Or you say torch here. Krishna, right? Torch. Krishna torch. The Uparwala. On Purnima, the Uparwala is shining a big torch on everybody. Indian people know this. That's how they talk in conversation. Yeah, it's the Uparwala. Right? They're very informal. The gopis don't even say that much. They don't even call Bhagavan Wala. They say he's blind. This blind man, he's a blind creator. Vidata Andahe. Vidata means God. Vidata. He's blind. Why is God blind? Because he made eyelids. You know, you read the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, yes? So they're cursing God. Hey, you're a blind man. They're not even calling him an Uparwala. They're calling him an Andawala. An Uparwala has eyes, right? And the gopis, they can't sign their name. They put their thumb in some cow dung. Hey, here's my name, Vishaka Radharani. The coward girls. What do they care about writing? They're too busy crying for Krishna. They're not writing exams. I have to take my exams. My final exams. I have to study for my exams. The only exam we have to study for is Mrityu. Mrityu exam. The full moon is rising, and it says that the gopis became... They feared that the last time... This is previously when the moon rose... The gopis see the full moon, oh no, the full moon's rising. And it's Purnima, it's 7:30 in the evening. And I'm trapped in this house with Kutila and Jatila and Abhimanyu and Duramada. Anangamandri's husband is Duramada. Duramada's the younger brother of Abhimanyu. Duramada, good name, huh? Means dirty mud. No. Duramada. Duramud means what? Bad brain, right? Bad intelligence. It means mad, mudda. Kam krod lo moha matsarya, mudda. Dur mudda. He's really badly mad. He's very completely, he's far gone. Dur. He's way, way out there. Dur mudda. He's so crazy, he's gone totally pagal. It's 7:30 in the evening. It's Rasa Purnima. Krishna's in Nandagaon. Gopis are in Yavat. Actually, I think in Rasa Purnima, the Radharani sing in Barsana. 3 months in Barsana and 3 months Yavat. 3 months is like this. 6 months in Barsana and 6 months with their in-law. So the gopis are fearful when they see the full moon that they're going to die in separation because it's 7:30 and I'm not going to meet Shyam at Vamshivat until 11:15 or 11:30. Around 11 o'clock, I'll meet him. So I'll leave around 10:30 and by the time I get there, it may take some time. 11 o'clock, so now it's 7:30. So Dai Gata Kebad Krishna Milan. Yes? Dai Ganta Kebad Krishna Sakyon Milan. Something like this. 2.5 hours later, the moon is rising. Oh, the Purnima. Oh, Purnamasi. Oh, Chandrama. Oh, Chandrama. Oh, Chandrama. Oh, Krishna Chandra, Sham Chandra. Oh, Gopinath. Gopinath. Oh, Yugayatam Nameshena Chakshusha Pravishayatam. Shunyayatam Jagat Sarvam Govinda, Govinda, Govinda Virahename, Govinda Virahename. Oh, I got it. I had to. Abhiman, oh, Kuti, ah, oh, Vishaka, hey, Vishako, Vishaka, Lalita, Lalita, ah, oh. Ma, Amarana, Amarana. Oh, relax, Radhika. Oh, Shamanju. Oh, Swamini, relax. Very soon, just in a moment, we'll take you to Vamshivat. No, it's only 7:30. It's another Daiganta Kebad Krishna Milan. 2.5 hours. Yugayatam Nameshena. Lalita. This is Radharani speaking in Gambira. This is Divyon Mad, this is Divyon, this is Mahabhav. The different shlokas of Shikshastikam are different bhavas. This is Mahabhav. Lalita. Hey, just a blink of the eye. You know a blink. If we don't see Krishna for the blink of an eye, it is like a millennium, which means that that's the English for Chaturyuga. They call it millennium. In English, millennium means 1,000 years. Is it right? The actual implication of that yuga means a chaturyuga, because it's a Sanskrit prayer. So Sanskrit's not talking about English, the word millennium, right? Sanskrit is chatur, is yuga, means chaturyuga, means satyuga, tretyuga, dwapara, kali. Yes? Ek chaturyuga. Four yugas in one is chaturyuga. So 432 times 2864. One. So it comes to about one chaturyuga is 4 million years, roughly. Is it right? 4 million years in one Chaturyuga. So therefore, when Radharani is speaking this verse in Gambira, Yugayatam Nameshena, this shloka, Purve Jaina Gopi Sabha Krishna Virahe Payena Marana Bhaya Chandrudhai. When the moon is rising, Marana means Katam Hogya. You understand? Viraha Marana means in separation from you, I'll die. We use expressions like this in our so-called common social intercourse and speaking to one another. We say, oh, I can't live without you. So this verse is explained is through Gaur Leela, we're going in the Krishna Leela. Vrindavanas Thakur is showing the way. Gaur Leela is taking us to Krishna Leela. This is a perfect entrance. So we're able to talk about the Viraha, Radharani's Viraha. Present a glimpse of that by the mercy of Vrindavanas Thakur, Veda Vyas. We're holding his hand. We're like this. I'm going to run down this path blindfolded, but I'm not blind. I'm blindfolded, but I'm not blind. Why am I not blind? Because I'm holding the hands of Parampara. Evam Parampara Praptam Mahajana Yena Katasa Panta. Because I'm holding the hands of Vrindavanas Thakur and I'm holding the hands of Veda Vyas, then I won't slip on this path. I won't fall on this path. I'll go to the perfection. I'll follow him. He said, come on. Swamiji, hold my hand. Come into Gaur Leela. Acha, TK Maharaj. Chaliye. Jao. Or Taratari. Or whatever he said. Jabo, Jabo. Oh, Maharaj. Swamiji, come. Now you're in Gaur Leela. How do you like it? Wow. Chamatkar. Adbhuta. Ah. Rasabhara. It's full of ras. Premvara, kripa, karunabhara. It's full of kripa and mercy. Oh, Vrindavan Das. Oh, it's so much mercy here. Yes, Swamiji. This Audharya Bhagavan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he amazing? Isn't he full of ras? Isn't he full of prema? It's an English translation of what I just said. Right? Prema bhara. Prema bhara means full of. Is it right? Prema bhara. Rasa bhara. Oh, Vrindavan, is there more? Yes, there's the Ganga. Ah, Ganga Mai Ki. But now, come, come. Where are we going now? I don't want to go. No, I want to stay with Ganga and Sachimata and Nandanan and Jagannath, the Bhavan, Mahabhu Bhavan and Shiva Sangam. I'm happy. No more. Come on, come on, come on. There's more. Yes, come in Shiva Sangam. Okay, let's go. Yes, we're going to Pushpodyan. Acha. We're going to the Nikunjas. Acha. Yes, we're going to Vrindavan. Vrindavan? This is Navadweep. This is Mayapur. Appearing externally, it's in West Bengal. West Bengal Nahi. Noi, West Bengal Noi. This is Divya Dham Navadvip Dham Aki Jai. Simanta Dweep, Godrum Dweep, Madhya Dweep, Kola Dweep, Ritu Dweep, Modadrum Dweep, Rudra Dweep, Antar Dweep. Navadvip Dham Aki, Shri Mayapur Dham Aki. So then Vrindavanas Thakur, he holds her hand. And then he starts holding her hand very tightly. Because when we were going Gaur Leela, he's just going, come on. Like you hold a child's hand. And I'm just following. Now he's taking me, now Vrindavan Das Thakur is, he's taking me and he's starting to hold my hand very tightly. He's holding my hand very tight. Ooh. I said, Vrindavan Das, so tightly. Yes, but I don't want to lose you. If you're holding, you don't want to lose somebody. Let's go swimming and if someone's drowning, I'll just hold my hand. You hold tight, because if you don't hold their hand tight when they're drowning in the ocean, they may slip, right? You're saving them. So Vrindavan Das starts holding my hand very tightly. And I'm thinking, oh, why? He's not speaking anything. I'm thinking, oh, it's very tight, but it's very nice. I feel so much love coming in his hands. I feel so much mercy in his hands. There's Shakti in the hand of a pure devotee. He can give you prem just by this. That's called Ashirvad. By a glance, Lochan Kripa, look at Nectar Devotion, there's three ways to attain Bhav. Harda Kripa, by heartfelt wishes, he can just bless you, wish you attain Bhav, Bhava Bhakti. By Lochan, by glance. So he's holding my hand very tightly, and that Sparsha is full of Kripa, Kripa Sparsha, Karuna Sparsha, Praying Sparsha. And I'm walking behind, all of a sudden I see, He's a beautiful golden color, Vrindavan Das Thakur. He has a beautiful golden complexion. I'm walking behind him, his beautiful hair. And all of a sudden I see his skin color, he turns blue. I said, Hare, Vrindavan Das. What's happened, Vrindavan Das? And then I'm thinking, oh, I read somewhere, Vrindavan Das Thakur Veda Vyas Ki Jai. My God! It's Veda Vyas! Where's the Ganga? This water, there's some river here. It's dark blue. It's like Shamkarang. Dark blue. But the same Kali Kunjas are here. At Kanamba, Tamal. And there's more and Tota, Coil, Peacocks, Parrots, and monkeys. Arivo, Bandar ki jai. Vrindavanas Thakur is turning the Vedavyas, and I'm saying, and then he turns around. And I suddenly realized, like a sporty, I didn't even think about it. I said, Vedavyas! And I felt half unconscious at his feet. And he picked me up and embraced me. He said, listen, Swamiji, look, see. It is Vrindavan. Navadvip, look back there. See that golden effulgence. This is Navadvip. Ah, Navadvip Dham. Now, come, we're going to meet the gopis. The gopis? The Praja gopis? Me? Little old me? Bhakta Badmash? So Vrindavan Das Thakur, through the Gaur Leela, we've entered Krishna Leela in this verse. And it's beautiful, it's sweet, we can touch it. We can touch just the edge of this Krishna Leela by the mercy of Vrindavan Das Thakur. So he's saying that gopis almost died in separation when they saw the moon, full moon rising. And I explain why, the intensity of the viraha. They have to wait, they can't leave the house until 10:30 after Jatila goes to sleep and Kutila and Abhimanyu, they're all crashed out, as we say. Gone to sleep, then they can leave the house secretly, surreptitiously, privately, and they go out. So that time won't come for 2-3 hours. So that's why they're feeling this intense separation. Why is Vrindavan Das Thakur placing this verse in Madhya Leela at this point? It is the last chapter of Madhya Leela is about to begin. And he's summarizing and explaining this verse that we just heard is explaining the full mood of Lord Chaitanya Vishwambar Nimai Pandit at this time in his life, because he's about to take sannyas, because the fire of separation has become too great. He can't stay confined within the boundaries of Navadvipa. He searched everywhere in Navadvipa to find Krishna. He's gone to the house of every single Vaishnava in Navadvipa. And he's cried with them. He's embraced them. He's rolled on the dust of their floors. He's rolled on the dust of the floors at Shiva's, this one, that one, everyone's house, all over Navadvipa. And he's asked everyone, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And the only reply that they could give him is, he's in Vrindavan. He couldn't find him everywhere. Krishna Khan, Krishna Khan. So then he had to leave Navadvipa to search for Krishna. Nityananda Rama ki. Nityananda Rama ki. Nityananda searched for Kaniya. Kaniya Kahan, Kaniya Kahan. He searched for Kaniya all over India for 20 years on a pretext of leaving with a sannyasi from Ekachakra. He by Yoga Maya arranged that so his father would let him go. Sri Shankar Tirth came and begged charity, so Hadai Pandit gave his son, Nimai Pandit, or he would have gotten cursed otherwise. And then Nimai Pandit left Ekachakra with that sannyasi. Then he said, okay, thank you, bye. You get on the train, you buy a ticket. You take the train Delhi to Bombay. When you get to Bombay, you take the train with you. You leave the train at the station and you walk. So that sannyasi was just the train from the house out. The excuse, the pretext. He left with a sannyasi, got out of Ekachakra, and then he was searching all over India. Krishna Kahan, bhai. Krishna Kahan, bhai. Where have you gone? Kaniya. Krishna Kaniya? Daud. Krishna Kaniya, Daudjika Bhaiya. Nitai Balaram. Nitai Ram. He spent 20 years going everywhere, externally giving prem, no doubt. But internally, in this viraha, kaniya viraha, burning. And finally came to Vrindavan. And he went mad in Vrindavan. He went totally crazy because everything was Udipan for Kani. Oh, this is Yamuna and it's Krishna's color. Vrindavan is such an amazing place. I'll give you a small example. How many wonderful things. We went to see Gaur Leela this morning. Then afterwards we went, and part of the Gaur Leela was that two Pandas, two Brahmins came on the stage. It was part of the whole Leela. Today's Leela was Gaur Nityananda Milan. But they haven't met yet. It was 2.5 hours all about him playing Ram Leela and Ekachakra, then leaving Ekachakra, growing up, and so many things. And now, and then after 2.5 or 3 hours, they ended up that Nittai has made it to Vrindavan. And tomorrow, hopefully, there'll be Lord Chaitanya meeting Nityananda Ram in Mayapur in the house of Sri Nandanacharya Ki. Sri Nittai Gaur Milan Stali Ki. Milan Stali. Nandanacharya's house, which is about, 10-minute walk from ISKCON Mayapur? Go out the ISKCON Mayapur door, turn left and go 10 minutes. One of the first places is Nandanacharya's house. So Nittai was in a separation from his brother in Sakiras, Viraha in Sakiras. Gauranga, when he took sannyas, he spent how many years? He was 24 years he took sannyas. He lived for 6 years, I believe he was. 6 years he was traveling out of Puri, and then the 12, 18 years, how was it? I forget. But so many years he was wandering all around looking for Krishna. Yes? Krishna, 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 Krishna. Hey. Se sabha bhava prabhu karya svikar kandena sabara ghala dharya apar. My preparation is 10% of my class and your mercy is 90%. Vaishnav kripa ki. That's better. Thank you. Because we are, you and I and everyone in this room and outside this room, we are made of nothing but Vaishnav. We are made of nothing but. I was seeing that this verse and thinking deeply about it. I didn't look at the next verse at all. I was thinking, because I'm kind of into the book a little bit, and I could see that, in other words, when we read a verse, how does it fit? Why is it fit? Why is the author saying this verse? How is this verse related to the context? And then the next verse, listen to the next verse. Vrindavan Das Thakur ki. Se sabha bhava prabhu karya swikar kandena sabhara ghala dharya apar. Gauranga became absorbed in those same sentiments as the gopis and cried bitterly as he held everyone's neck. Is that exactly what I was saying? What are those same sentiments? Seeing the full moon, the gopis, remember, don't lose track. This verse are connected. We were in Braj Leela, yes? The gopis, it's Rasa Purnima. They're burning in separation. They see the full moon and they're afraid. Oh, the full moon. Why were they afraid? They were afraid that it's 7:30 and I'm dying in separation and I'm afraid. And why are the gopis bhayam? It says bhayam. Gopi bhaya. Krishna's their Raki. Rake Krishna Mareke. Mare Krishna Rakike. If Krishna protects me, no one can kill me. If Krishna doesn't protect me, then I can die anyway. Is Krishna protecting the gopis? Yes? Krishna's protecting the gopis. Is he the Vaishnava Raki? Raki. Is he protecting the devotees? Why are they afraid? Rasaham, Rasaham. Krishna says, is the Gita a Rasa Shastra? Is the Gita a Rasa Shastra? Yes. Krishna's saying, in the Gita he's saying, Rasovai Saha. Rasovai Saha. I am Ras. Rasaraj Sri Krishna ki? Rasavati Radha ki? Rasoham Apsukonteya Prabha. Prabhasmi Shashi Suryaya. Pranava Sarvavedeshu. Sarvaveda. In all the Vedas, I am the Pranava Omkar Sri Krishna Ki. Omkar Nath Sri Krishna Ki. Omkar Nath. That means the Lord of Omkar. Yes? The controller of Om. The origin of Om. I play the Vamshi. You hear Om. I'm Vamshi Bajai. Vamshi Bajai. I play Vamshi. Vamshi Dari Krishna Murari Toma Bina Dugahari. Ah, I play Vamshi and you hear Om. Brahma, that's your problem. If you know philosophy, you'll follow me. I'm playing Vamsi and Goloka, your Lord Brahma. So Krishna played the Vamshi, and what did Brahma hear? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Why did I say that? Because Om leads to Bhagavan Vasudev. Everything I'm saying is connected. If you're listening. Pranava Sarveshu Om Krishna Gita Rasoham. I am the taste of water. Yes? That's why you had to buy this. You have to spend 100 rupees to taste Krishna. You go to the river, you get poisoned. You go to the lake, you get poisoned. You turn on the tap, you get poisoned. Vishpani. Right, sir? Vishpani? You have to pay 100 rupees to get a drink of water. Kali Yuga ki? No. Boo, boo, boo. No, Kali Yuga is the greatest of ages. Patita Pavana, Kali Yuga, Patita Pavana, Arghavaranga Mahabhru ki jai. Vrindavan Das Thakur ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai. Vaishnav Raja Sabha ki jai jai. Sri Radhe. Jai jai Sri Radhe. Jai jai Sri Radhe. Shri Shri Rad Sham Sundar ki jai, Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai, Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Krishna Balaram Mandir ki jai, Shri Iskan Vrindavan Dham ki jai, Shri Dham Vrindavan ki jai.